everybody here. Okay. So I'm Cherry Lane Genoway calling to order the November 23rd, 2021 meeting of the Orange County Citizens Advisory Council Executive Board. John Pointer will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. John.
You all stand, please. Veterans, you may salute. Otherwise, place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Elizabeth, could you please take roll?
Yes. Okay. Okay, Elizabeth Busick, present. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
John Pointer. John
present. Pointer. Couldn't find his space bar.
Dave Tetzloff.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker.
Here.
And Meredith Chalimi, she's absent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is onboarding her new job.
Yes.
So we do have a quorum.
We do.
Okay, so now it is time for public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any requests to speak, Desiree?
We did not receive any or comments via email, and there are no public attendees at this time.
Okay, thank you. So public communications is now closed, and we are into Office on Aging updates. Erica.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving week. not a whole lot to report on the way of Office on Aging updates that I didn't already cover in the main SCAC meeting. Right now we're focused on getting the ARPA funds that have been allocated to Orange County. We're expecting those next month from the California Department of Aging, and then we will crunch the numbers and get our contracts amended so that our providers can have the additional funding to spend on their programs that have been deeply impacted by COVID. What we suspected early on is that the increases that we were seeing, particularly with senior nutrition, weren't going to go away after COVID settled down, and that very much is still the case. In fact, we're hearing not only from our providers, but from the community, that food insecurity is becoming a big concern right now. It seemed like when COVID hit, there was a huge spike. And then that sort of became the new baseline. And then things started to taper off a little bit as COVID was settling down. You know, restaurants were starting to open back up. People felt a little bit more comfortable going out and grocery shopping with, you know, being vaccinated and boosters and what have you. But now the requests for food is starting to go back up again. And it probably isn't directly related to COVID. It probably has more to do with the price of food, the prices of gas, all the things that we're hearing in the news in terms of sticker prices are definitely affecting our seniors. It's hard on everyone, but for seniors that were already on that edge, you know, of just being able to make ends meet, these prices are really affecting them. And for those that are on a fixed income, it's especially difficult. So we're getting lots of calls and requests for where can I go to get a holiday meal? Is there anyone that's giving out turkeys this year? Anybody, you know, hosting food drives or things like that? So we're keeping our eye on it. And the Office on Aging is a resource, of course. 211 is a resource. So if we want to let our senior center liaisons know, that 211 is really the one-stop shop for a comprehensive listing of food resources in the county, including those that are available for seniors. And the reason why I say 211 is because they update theirs depending on the calendar. So you'll be able to drill down to what's happening this week in your community if you go on that interactive page on 211's website or give them a call. Other than that, we have a couple of requests for proposals for new contract cycles. So our senior non-emergency medical transportation program, right now that's operated by Abrazar in Central and North County and Agewell in South County. And we'll be going out to bid to renew those contracts. That they expire June 30th. So we've got to get new contracts set up by July 1st, which means we'll go out to bid. There's a potential that we could have new providers for that service. And then the other service that's expiring June 30th is the Senior Community Employment Services Program. That provides part-time employment opportunity for seniors that are low income, age 55 and older, that want to still be in the workforce but need to brush up on their skills. They participate in this program and get training so that they become marketable for gainful employment. Our provider right now is working wardrobes and their contract is set to expire June 30th. So we've got to go out to bid and get a new solicitation going so that we can have a new contract set up by July 1st. And that's our focus right now. We're going to have a busy holiday season here at the Office on Aging.
Erica, do we work at all with the SBA on any of the workforce training or with ROP for seniors?
That doesn't sound familiar, but I'd have to check because maybe Working Wardrobes does. They are connected to the one-stop center system in Orange County. And so there's a lot of different resources that they have access to that I just might not know about directly.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any questions for Erica? Okay, see, you were so thorough. No questions for you.
You guys are so nice.
Okay. We are on to item number 6, which is an action item, and I will read it, and I would like a motion and a second. So this is regarding AB 361, review and make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953E3. The recommendation is that SCAC continues virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Is there a motion to approve that recommendation?
I make a motion.
Moved by Elizabeth Busick. Is there a second? Seconded by Cynthia Thacker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Carries. Okay. Thank you. Now on to item 7, chair report, new business. So this is the time of year when we make our committee appointments. So we do have some standing committee appointments to make. As you know, we have some new members to SCAC as a whole, and two of the three have selected their standing committee. Erica or Desiree, did you hear from Jenna this morning regarding Carol Moore, if she's made a selection?
Jenna did share the email that she sent out to Carol, but we don't have a response as of
yet. Okay, so we can handle that at the next meeting then. But we also have a new, my voice is going today. Okay, one of our SCAC members wants to change her standing committee. And then we also have a member of the community, Carrie Keene, who'd like to become a standing committee member only. She is very active with PEP4U, which is the Parkinson's exercise program for you. It's a free exercise program for those afflicted with Parkinson's, and it's throughout South County, and they're looking to expand it, but it's a very, very valuable program to those who have Parkinson's and their families. So let's see if we could do this with one motion to appoint to the Wellbeing Reimagined Standing Committee, Carrie Keene, Joan Nichols, and Amina Sen Matthews, and to the Housing and Transportation Standing Committee, Charlene Ashendorf. Is there a motion? Moved by Cynthia Thacker. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Elizabeth Busick. Any discussion or questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Carries. Okay. So we have those that are appointed to the standing committees. Excuse me. And now we also have, as you know, the SCAC membership is made up of 10 seats are appointed by Board of Supervisors, 10 seats are from City Selection Committee, and 20 are from the SCAC Executive Board. And we do have some reappointments to make to the Executive Board for those members whose terms are expiring on December 31st of this year. And these will be for 2-year terms. So the term then will expire December 31st of 2023. And those members that would like to be reappointed are Irene Martinez, Elizabeth Busick, Meredith Chalemi, Sherry Geyer, John Pointer, Tony Rodella, Sandy Stang, and Cynthia Thacker. Okay, I don't think I missed anyone, but if I did, I'm sure staff will let me know between now and the next meeting. Okay, is there a motion to approve those SCAC members' reappointment for a term ending December of 2023? Moved by Dave Tetzlaff, seconded by Cynthia Thacker. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Carries. Congratulations. And thank you to those on the call for sticking with us. Okay. That's it as far as appointments to SCAC. And again, if I missed any, I hope I didn't, but if I did, we will be sure to catch them at the next meeting. There, the other SCAC members who are executive board appointees that I did not name, their term expires the end of next year. Okay, old business, just want to make sure that we are on track for our February workshop. So when you were in your standing committee meetings, and I know Jean is leading the drive on this, but just make sure that the discussions are focused towards getting us to that workshop so we can bring some substantive recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. And chair comments, just thank you for all what you're doing. I know it is making a difference for seniors in our community, and keep publicizing and put out the information on the free iPads and they get set up. Make phone calls, even not just, I mean, to your city people, but even to people in senior organizations. And the organization doesn't have to be labeled senior. I mean, I know I belong to the Laguna Niguel Women's Club. It's not a senior organization, but most of the members are. So you let them know. And this is something we want to be sure that those iPads are put in the hands of those who need them, that they can use them. And before they're, you know, if there's an excess, you know, if there's some that are left, they may, the county might decide to go send them somewhere else. So we want to be sure that they do are put in the hands of seniors as intended. So that's all that I have, unless there are any questions for me. Seeing none, we will move on to Jean Hernandez with our standing committee update.
Well, as you pointed out, they're all on target. They're all doing their preparations for the February workshop. I don't see any hiccups. Everybody seems to be doing well. The meetings are going very efficient now. I think once the guidelines were established, I think we corralled any of the wild weeds. So everything is going very, very good. And that's my report.
Wild weeds. I like that for our enthusiastic members.
Okay. You know, Jean, it was and Elaine, it was always good to give somebody directions, you know, especially a reminder and stuff like that. So I think it might be something that as we get new members in periodically to remind them.
I agree, Cynthia. And I will tell you, I love though the enthusiasm, and I'd much rather hold the wild horses back rather than take a whip and get them moving. So this group definitely moves.
Okay, good. And that might be a good thing to start off the new year with, especially since we're having, you know, a month break and we've just appointed some new members.
Very good.
Okay, thank you, Jean. Okay, we are on to presentation schedule. So Meredith asked me to give this report for her. So, you know, in January, we're doing the orientation, and we'll also have some from County Council speaking with us. Erica is arranging for that. February is our workshop. And then the note from Meredith regarding March, the topic will be senior nutrition. She's been able to confirm that the City of Irvine will present, and she'll be following back up with Age Well and Meals on Wheels OC next week to confirm that they will also be providing a speaker. So that's our topic for March. Okay. And now we are on to Senior Center Liaison, Cynthia.
Nothing really. I mean, I kept repeating the same thing. We're just like you said earlier, just let's promote these iPads and re-push out anything we can. And thank you for the reminder. It's true that we just don't stick to our senior centers. I mean, there are organizations that can use this. So going on to the new year, let's make sure we keep in contact with everybody. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And also between now and January, Cynthia, you and I should get together because we have three new SCAC members that we will need to fit into that senior center liaison roster. Yeah.
You figure out your schedule, and I think about the third week in January, I'm going to take a 4-day trip. So that's about the third week in January. So whenever.
Okay. You well, we'd want to do this before our January meeting, which would be the second.
Right. I'm just saying, yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Good.
No, I try to keep track, but if you have a list of all the new members and what city they are, so I can prepare myself over in December, would you be able to do that for me?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I
can kind of prepare it so you won't have to take much of your time to approve it.
And then in January, we'll also do a new roster. Desiree.
Yeah.
Okay. And I really like the roster where it shows everything. It shows because there we have different versions, but the one that shows who they're appointed by and when their term expires, that's a very helpful one. Okay, anything else, Cynthia, or is that it? Okay. Elizabeth, members in good standing, any concerns there?
Well, Phil Orland, as we know, has a very serious health issue. So he's had to be absent these last 4 weeks.
Well, and we've already approved an exception to the policy for him.
And then there's Jim Levy. He's been absent 5 times, but present 6 times. And he also has not turned in any January through October, any volunteer hours for SCAC.
Okay. And I know he's had surgery and a couple of health episodes during this last year. Perhaps if you could just reach out to him and ask if he has any just to submit them or even
he reached out to me and asked which ones were missing. And I said, January through October. I said, you may have, because he's under the impression he has sent some, but he gets confused between Office on Aging and me. And so I said, maybe you send some to the Office on Aging. I doubt it. But I said, I have not received one from you.
Well, maybe if you want to reach out to me and or do it via email and put your address so he has it right there to send.
Yeah, I might suggest resending him your form that you use, because the confusion is probably that he's thinking he's filling out the one he's getting paid for. So maybe
you're right.
Send him your form or the form that we used for our hours.
I've done that a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well.
But thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
We try.
Yeah, right. And then there's Sherry.
And also, I just want to add, you know, Jim has been a longtime member and he understands the responsibilities of SCAC. It's just he's had some health challenges. So.
And from Sherry Geyer, I have not received a single volunteer form sheet back. And she claims that she sent me all of these months of volunteer work. And I said, I've not received any. And then she said, well, I'll redo it all again. And I have not received anything. So.
Okay. Well, again, if you could let her know and do it as Cynthia suggested, and it may just be getting a total from them.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of an arduous task to ask them to go down and go back and do that breakdown month by month. Yeah. But since you're going to just put it on your sheet for a total, and the reason is to show the Board of Supervisors that we are doing this because they are allocating county resources to SCAC, and right. We need to substantiate those resources that are being allocated to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else, Elizabeth?
No.
Okay, thank you. Announcements, any announcements from me? Anyone have anything to say before we break for Thanksgiving? And now on the agenda, it says our next meeting is January 25th, and that should be 2022, not 21. So excuse that typo, but we do have two meetings before that for the sole purpose of AB 361. So please, please, please put these on your calendars, because I know I had already scheduled things for these days, but they're going to be very short meetings. So December 10th and January 7th, because we need to make that bridge at least every 30 days. So those meetings will be for the purpose of the recommendation regarding AB 361. They will be very short, but we need everybody there to have quorum. And I know a schedule was sent out, but that's going to be changed a bit. So we have this general SCAC meeting first, and then when your standing committee meets, and if you don't have anything else, then you can drop off. So I think that makes sense for everybody and is you know, better use of time. So, okay, anything else before we adjourn? Okay, I think everyone's ready to go. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with your family or putting up your holiday decorations.
Same to all of you. Happy holidays and great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. And I'll see you all December 10th.
Bye.
We are adjourned.
For all of you. Mm-hmm.